take a trip back in time. So strap yourselves in tight. It's time for Bobby and Jason's awesome 80s podcast.
Hey now.
Scooby-dooby-doo.
Scooby-dooby-doo. We are here live in Las Vegas on tape. Let me make sure I set up because Jason will bust my balls.
That's right. It's too easy.
This is Bobby and Jason's Awesome 80s Podcast. And what number are we here?
We are number ocho.
Wow, numero ocho, number eight. How do you know?
Do you remember that movie, The Love Bug?
The Love Bug, man.
They used to call the little Volkswagen Ocho because it was a five and a three.
Oh, man, I love that. Yeah, dude, did you pull that one out of your ass?
I just pulled that one straight out of my ass.
So anyway, we are here, and it's hot as balls in Vegas. Yes. It's about 112 outside.
Woo!
Yeah, man, just great, great time to be walking around and just dying.
Oh, please, like you? Come on, man. You give Casper a run for his money.
You know what we do in Vegas? We walk from one place to another with air condition.
Yes.
Air conditioned car to the air conditioned strip.
To the air conditioned parking lot, parking garage.
Yo, you ever go in the parking garages in Vegas? They're like saunas.
Yes, it's horrific.
Oh, my God. So let's recap episode 7.
Hold on, wait a second.
No, wait. I want to tell you something.
Okay, all right.
I've been glitch-free for at least 3 episodes, and I'm so proud of myself.
Oh,
can I
God.
Get a clap? Thank you very much.
So, wah-wah, wee-wee, wah-ho, le french fry.
What the hell?
Le plume.
I love when there's a pause. So I noticed that Patty, our big fan and big fan of the show, and
I'm a
listens,
big fan of Patty's.
She brought something up, and you know,
I was gonna let that one fly by too.
Man, shit happens.
So what? Wait, come on, man! You just can't do that. Some people don't look that far into the comments.
You know, so what happened? You spill the beans.
I'll spill the beans. Well, instead of, you know, fringe benefits like boots and jackets and stuff, Bobby went with the old French benefits, which, you know, when you're a teenager at the roller rink, the French benefits with a girl is pretty good.
But what if we were in France? Could I say French benefits?
No, the French
would still doesn't work.
No, that wouldn't help in the least.
All right. Well, it was very small, minor,
but,
as usual. Just a small glitch.
It's like when you work at some place where they say this place has been accident free for like 100 days. It doesn't matter.
I know, man. It just always comes back to haunt you.
Well, it's because, you know, you just are so public about it.
Hey, Patty, I don't hate you. You know, it's all good.
Oh, I love you, Patty. Thanks, babe.
So, you know, something happened this past week. I just wanted to bring it up that, you know, I'm a big Star Wars fan, as you are, Jason.
Oh, yes.
And we know that Kenny Baker, who plays R2-D2, he passed away. And it's a sad moment. I mean, he really brought the life to R2.
Yes, he did. I mean, it's somebody you never got a chance to really see.
Exactly.
But you saw, I mean, him and Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO.
Who I met one time.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw a picture. Yeah. You got to put that up.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. The fact that you can't see these actors, and they're just basically in wrapped in metal, but they evoke so much emotion and whatnot.
They did. And the relationship between 3CPO and R2 is legendary. I mean, I love how they interact in these films.
Yes.
Even though R2 doesn't say a word, the sounds say it all. Like, he has different sounds for different emotions. And Kenny Baker, you know, he did a great job. He really brought R2 to life.
Yeah. I mean, even like, think about the little things that all he could do is like hop back and forth on foot to foot, you know, or, you know, spin around, or just the way he... It's just, yeah, he did a really amazing job.
So anyway, just rest in peace, Kenny. You're going to live forever. I mean, those films are, they're never going to go away for generations, like for years and decades and hundreds of years.
I wonder if they're going to bury him in like an R2-D2 casket.
I don't know, man.
How appropriate would that be, huh?
It might be.
Yeah. And how about that trailer for Rogue One, man?
Oh, man, Rogue One is coming out December, and you know, Jason and I will be there first night. Cannot wait.
It's so cool that they're expanding the whole universe and whatnot. I mean, me and Bob, really, we really fangirled out on that. I'll be honest with you.
We did. I mean, for those of you who don't know, Rogue One takes place between episode 3 and episode 4. So what's going to happen is we're going to see the return of Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
That's right. See, now, see, I guess everybody out there didn't realize it was also the awesome 80s podcast, but the Total Nerd podcast too.
Exactly. So yeah, we're really excited. I put the trailer on my Facebook, and man, I don't know. It looks great. It looks like they're bringing it back to the original type of episodes style.
It looks epic, is what it looks like. Exactly. It looks huge, you know.
And the ATs are in there. I love those walkers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Love them.
That's amazing. Yeah. So that I don't know. Like watching that trailer, but I think I saw it during the Olympics. Have you been watching the Olympics at all?
Yeah, I've been watching some of the swimming. I see we're kicking some ass in swimming.
Yeah, well, I also read today in the paper that Ryan Lochte, the one guy who was, he just got held up at gunpoint down in Rio.
I heard they got robbed.
Man. Yeah, it was like cops who dressed up as...
It's crazy, man.
It was criminals that dressed up as cops that robbed them.
Yeah, I think that's Michael Phelps' nemesis, right? They've been battling all these years.
Yeah, but they're boys. They're like roommates.
I know they're friends, but I read that when they're in the pool, they're competitive. It'd
be like you and me. Like, if I was winning every heat, you know, I could say
he would stick that in my face. But we laugh about it later.
Have you ever been to Rio?
I've never been to Rio. I've been to South America, but never to Rio. I mean, it looks great.
It looks like it's a lot of fun, but from everything I heard, I wouldn't want to swim in the water.
You know, I'm looking forward to the track and field, because when I was in high school, I ran track and field.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I ran the mile. I was a distance runner, and I stopped. When I went to college, and I ran in college for a couple of years, and then I left college, and I stopped running because, man, I lost so much weight. I was so skinny.
I remember.
And I look like a toothpick. So, you know, I say, you know what? This has got to stop.
Well, what were some of the big events you ran?
I ran the Philadelphia Marathon 2 times.
How long?
It's 26.1 miles.
Holy shit.
When I was 14 years old, I ran it in, I think it was 2 hours and 40 minutes. So for...
Wow.
It's a good time for a kid of that age.
I can't even imagine. Like, I can't run for 10 minutes. It's a big deal. I mean, even though I'm older, but it's like, you used to run. Like, so for you to be able to run like that, you had to run every day, didn't you?
Yeah, I was training, probably running 10 miles a day, 7 days a week. And I was about 135 pounds.
Wow. Yeah,
just for an example, today I weigh 168 pounds. And if I started to run again, I'd probably drop down to 140 real quick.
I don't know. I don't know if you could do all that now. We're a little bit older, aren't we?
But you know what? You know what I miss? I miss the competition. The days of the races, it was exciting.
Well, what's that like? I mean, you're like in a whole group of people, and like everybody's pushing and elbowing each other. Is everybody cool?
Well, you know, it's not. It can get like that, but in a distance race, there's a lot of time, so you don't get so much of that as you do maybe in a quarter mile or half a mile where it's really blazing.
What goes through your mind in 26 miles?
Oh man, you're just looking. There's fans all along the route, so they're clapping, they're handing you water. I mean, you just look ahead and you just try and keep the pace. I'm not sure what I was thinking at the time, other than, you know, I just want to finish.
Wow. See that, ladies and gents, right there? That was just something. See, we're not scripted. It just comes out.
I didn't even know I was going to bring it up. But you know what else happened last week? I wanted to mention that Marlon Dale was part of the show, and you know, he brought a lot to the table. I thought it was great, and it was great having him with us.
Well, just having Marlon there, you know, it's just...
and he's so knowledgeable.
But it's just, when you talk to him, it's like you and me talking, it feels like home. It just feels so, you know, like, wow, this is great. And having Marlon was...
Yep, and Marlon's going to join us in the next couple segments. He'll be in every show. And we're always going to have a moment with Marlon.
A moment with Marlon.
We need to like make a voiceover, and then we could play it. He's like, a moment with Marlon.
I'm working on it. I got something up the sleeve.
We're growing. We're like a garage band.
That's exactly what we're like.
We are a garage band.
It's like tape. It's like we suddenly discovered Dad's, you know, LSD records, you know, as we're going along, you know?
And just keep in mind, everybody's listening, you're here in the beginning, so it can only get better.
That's right. You'll remember us when we were geeky and wore those, like the beginning of the show, where we were those high tube socks.
Bro,
like,
we're always going to be geeky. Oh, yo, so speaking of the socks, man, I put a picture, you saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
And do you see the tube socks with the colors?
Oh, yeah.
And did you used to buy the six pack?
I not only bought those, but I bought those shorts too.
Yo, bro, that picture of that kid, it's not me, but that's exactly how I looked.
That's
same
amazing.
Shorts, same hair, same socks. Man, spent hours in the arcade.
What spent kind of, money on stuff like that, yeah.
What kind of games was, like, what did you play?
I liked the more complicated games. Like, one thing I was really, really good at that I was so proud of was Dragon's Lair. I could beat Dragon's Lair, but front once you beat it once, then it was reversed.
Right.
Then I'd go reverse.
Oh, wow, you did that.
Yeah, I did it
I never
ways.
Got that far, but you know what I completed? Donkey Kong.
Oh, wow.
Donkey Kong. But I spent so much money and so much time. Oh, man, I love Donkey Kong, Pac-Man. I used to love Pole Position.
Pole Position was great. What about the karate ones? Remember the karate ones?
Yes. I was really good at those, but yeah, I remember those.
And what was the other one? Pizza Pasta! From that Punch-Out game, Pizza Pasta!
Pizza Pasta!
That's it. That's a good, yeah. Bobby. You did a good job with it.
That's so good. I want to have an extra rigatoni with my pizza pasta. Come on. Oh, man. So, yeah, I thanks for that link you sent me to Groupon.
There you go, man. So what's what we're going to do? We're going to go to GameWorks.
GameWorks down at town, what is it?
Town Square. We got like all day.
Yeah, man. We're going to be getting our game on and getting our grub on.
And maybe even have a couple beers. And who knows? Maybe we'll take some pictures and periscopes.
Yeah,
and
we'll
stuff.
Definitely get some behind the scenes stuff for the peeps.
And speaking about stuff for the peeps, this is something that we're being a little selfish about too, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We are. What are we being selfish about?
Because I love having this guy on the show.
Oh, you're talking about the one and only Marlon Dow.
Buttons.
Hey, Buttons.
Yeah, boy.
My man.
That's right. How you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. How are you?
We're good. How are things back east? It's hot, I heard.
It's actually a combination of humidity and heat. So that's like a
so it's,
bomb.
It's the East Coast report right there.
You know what that is? That's like living in soup.
Yes. Well, let me tell you something. We don't envy you, my friend.
We don't, but it's 112 here.
You say 112?
Yes, you know, it's balmy.
Yes, it's comfortable.
I don't want to know what that feels like. I guess I'll go in the future.
So, bro, I wanted to ask you, how did you feel in last week's episode being your first? How did you feel?
Well, yeah, I was a bit nervous, but it was good nerves. I thought I had I thought it was a good time, and you know, like I said, I just wish that I was sitting at that desk with you guys.
Well, you know, this is the next best thing.
And you will be sitting in the studio in the near future. We know that.
And you know what's Absolutely. Really cool for everybody out there that's listening is we've got Marlon up on video, so it's like one of those futuristic things. So we're all sitting here. He's sitting here.
Yeah, we're seeing that cute face. You know, Mr. Button himself. Buttons.
We're seeing him. But
well,
you know,
Buttons is in the house.
Yeah. That's right.
So Mar, a little bit early in the show, Jason and I were talking about the new trailer for Star Wars Rogue One.
Yeah.
And did you get a chance to check that out?
Absolutely, man. I'm super excited about this movie.
I am too, man. December cannot come fast enough.
Mm-mm. Especially that Darth Vader action there at the end.
Yeah, man. Darth Vader's gonna be back.
Can you give me a little? How about a little Darth Vader, Bob? Come on.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bob.
Go on.
Marlon, I am your father, and I'm coming to get you.
Perfect. It's got like almost like that T-Rex sound right there.
Oh, T-Rex. Hey now. So, Mar, what do you got on the table? I know I gave you some homework. I said, hey, what do you got? So.
Yeah, okay. So, I am probably in the top 10 biggest fans of Miami Vice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Miami Vice was a TV show that started in 1984, ended in 1990. So, it set the stage for TV. For the rest of our TV's days, it's set for style. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that was on the show, you know, that are movie stars today that got their first stab at TV back in the 80s. And so I got a list of actors that I want you to tell me which actor did not star on the show.
Ooh, this is good. All right. I like this.
I'm in trouble.
All right, here we go. Here's my top 10. Now, you should know every actor that I say, so you're not going to be in the dark on who these actors are. All right, so my top 10 list of actors that starred on the show, one of these actors did not.
All right.
Here, All right, here we go. Stanley Tucci.
Well, I know Stanley Tucci.
He's great.
He was on the show. He was on.
From Hunger Games fame, Stanley right. Tucci. Number two, John Leguizamo.
He's
awesome.
Okay. Number three, Liam Neeson.
Wow.
I'll get you.
Love
I'll
Liam.
Find you. And I'll cure you.
I love his voice.
Number four, the always talented Bruce Willis.
Wow, Bruce Willis. That's interesting.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Ooh, this is a PG-13.
Yeah, maybe for you.
Okay, number five, Ving Rhames.
Wow, you know, this is a great list of stars.
It's Pulp Fiction, Ving Rhames.
Right, okay. Number six, G. Gordon Liddy. Do you remember him?
Of course.
Yeah, from
He's
Watergate.
He's great.
All right, and here's another one, Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Julia, pretty woman.
Big star.
All right. And here comes number eight, Sheena Easton.
Sheena Easton, wow.
Sugar Walls.
That's an interesting one on that list.
Yeah. She was on the show. I know she was. I think I remember it.
Okay. And number nine, Melanie Griffith.
Melanie Griffith.
Ex-Mrs. Antonio Banderas.
The things that make you go,
Okay. And my last and final is Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. Tango and Cash, tons of stuff.
Escape from New York.
Yes.
So, I'm going to start with Jason and say, which one of these fabulous actors did not star on Miami Vice?
G. Gordon Liddy.
Okay. All right, Bobby.
I say Kurt Russell.
Okay, Jason, you are wrong, my friend.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, man, I'm so disappointed in you, Jason.
You are right, my friend.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Do I get like a gold star sticker?
How the hell does that happen?
I'm so
Captain
talented.
Glitch?
No, you're the new Captain Glitch.
Oh, God. Marlon, that was great. That was awesome.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Marlon.
Now, here's the thing. You said G. Gordon Liddy as if he's never acted before. Probably he's a guy. He's a Washington guy. He's actually a Watergate guy, too.
Yeah, Watergate. Yeah. That's how I knew who he was.
Actually, G. Gordon Liddy played a bad guy on Miami Vice.
Yeah, bro, that's an amazing list of actors, and a lot of those surprised me.
Me too. I was really impressed with that.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about a young Julia Roberts. Bruce Willis was one of the best I saw on that list because he played a bad guy. I mean, you got to remember, Bruce Willis, he does a lot of wholesome projects. He's a good cop, good guy. He was such a badass on the show that
right.
I have. And he even hit a woman, like he was really wicked.
What year was that, do you think? Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, that was 1985.
Okay.
Pretty much everybody was 1985.
That's around when I started on the show.
Yeah, that's smack dab in the middle of the beginning right there.
Yeah, man, the show.
Yeah. And I have to say, the first year, 1984, 1985, were in fact the best years of Miami Vice.
So do you have like the box set, DVD, Blu-ray?
You still have the poster on the wall?
Yeah, I have a five box set of from beginning to end, even the last year where the show was really just, it wasn't really good writing. I have those too, so I'm a big fan.
You know, Miami Vice, I think the biggest impact was the fashion. I think that was like the most thing that stuck out to me.
Hey, let me ask you guys something. Do you remember NBC exec Brandon Tartikoff?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I know who that guy is, yeah.
He was the head guy at NBC. Well, this guy, his thought pattern was, I want to create a show that is basically MTV with badges.
Right.
And you know what? In retrospect, if you look at it, that was a brilliant, brilliant tack to take. That was great.
Absolutely. And so what happened is, now, do you guys remember the show Hill Street Blues?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Okay, so there was a young writer there named Anthony Yokovic. And Anthony Yokovic was a writer on Hill Street Blues. And so they had these two characters on Hill Street Blues. It was like this black cop and this white cop. These guys are very popular characters. He decided, let me take these two characters and put them in South Beach and put them in Miami. And that's
right.
How he got the concept for Miami.
Wow.
Give them some cool clothes, a cool car. and just, you know, let's do
lots
it.
Lots of women in boats. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good, you know, that was a good one, man.
Yeah, so, you know, and here's another really interesting trivia. You know, Don Johnson, you know, he wasn't the original guy. He was kind of a failed TV actor for a lot of years. He had four different pilots that really bombed. They originally wanted Jeff Bridges.
Really?
Whoa,
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
I like Jeff Bridges, but after you see Don Johnson doing it, yeah, it's hard to see anyone else.
Right, wow. Right. So they wanted Jeff Bridges. They even thought about having Mark Harmon as Sonny Crockett.
You know, I could see that. So, I could see that.
Yeah, and so what happened is, he actually hit off pretty well with the producers, and they say, you know what, we're going to go with him. But here's another trivia. There was two guys up for the job.
Mm-hmm.
It was Don Johnson, and do you remember Larry Wilcock?
I know the name. I'd know his face if I saw him.
I'm drawing a blank.
He was the blonde-haired guy from Chips.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Larry. Not Ponch and what was the other guy's name?
Poncho and...
Poncho. Ponch and Larry. There you go.
I watched Chips. I'm sorry, guys. But anyway, yeah, it was Don Johnson and Larry Wilcock. And what happened is they decided not to go with Larry Wilcock because he just did Chips. They didn't want to have another guy who did a cop show previous to them.
And be so kind of typecast,
Don,
I see.
Don Johnson won the job.
Yeah, and the rest is history.
So there you go, party people. Marlon knows Miami Vice.
He knows it backwards and forwards.
And stuff that you could even imagine or remember. We've come to that part in the program where it's known as the show moment.
The show.
The show, baby!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, Marlon, you got that.
You're right in there.
So sexy.
The show. So, today's topic is... Bob?
Oh, you're going to me.
Yeah.
You're talking to me.
I'm talking to you.
We're going to see what part of the show didn't you like? Like, was there something that... you know, just got under your skin.
Yeah, and this was requested by Anna.
Yeah, Anna.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is, this is the, what, Marlon, let's start with you.
Okay.
What part of the show didn't you like? When you think about it, you're like,
okay, so, thinking back, and this is going to be really good facts for people that really like the show. Sometimes we taped every day, and sometimes... every time on Saturday, we would tape something like 6 to 8 shows every Saturday. And to me, that was such a grueling, tough day because, you know, of course, we're having fun dancing, but there's downtime and then you got to get back up and do the show all over again. So that to me was a little tough to do.
It was a grind. I mean, we had to bring our clothes in the suitcase. We had to change for each episode, and it was difficult.
We had to swap clothes, but not only that, but you had to be, after the 7th episode, you'd still have to be up and excited.
You had to keep that energy up.
And, right, and that's another thing, too. It's a good point you make, is that, you know, there's the dancing aspect of it, but there's also keeping your energy up and happy and giddy. You know, they wanted a lot of happiness, and they wanted to show that visually on the show. So you had to maintain that.
Right.
We got there, I believe we got there at 8 in the morning.
It was pretty early.
Yeah, it was really early.
5, 6.
Yeah, it was a long day. And we had to deal with that little bathroom, changing clothes. I mean,
Yeah, I think we actually have a picture of us in the bathroom getting changed or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
You saw that one? Yeah.
What about you, Jason?
I would say one of the things that was the no playing to the camera rule that they would selectively enforce.
What are you talking about?
I know. Like, I had no idea. You know, obviously.
We never did that.
We never played to the camera. Ever, never, never. not at all. But, you know, every once in a while, I guess, a couple months would go by and then something would happen or something and they would, you know, kind of like make examples out of certain people. So,
you know, the moments that we got together and jumped around, played to the camera, they were the best moments.
Yeah, they were.
For me.
Well, for me too.
And when you guys picked me up and teeter-totted me like a trophy, that to me is going back on some fun times.
Yeah, man, that's classic.
So there's my part that I really didn't like so much. Selective enforcement.
Yeah. Well, I got one for you. I know you, both of you remember this. Every time they would play that song, Lean On Me.
Oh, my God.
And then we were required to all do the Lean On Me dance.
Oh.
And, I hated that.
I still can't listen to that song. I got to be honest with you. Honest to God, I still can't listen to it.
I know it was
I still have bad dreams hearing that song and doing that happy dance. I don't know if I can put visuals to it, but it was a little daunting.
It was anything but happy, though. Let's be honest, Mara. It was anything but happy.
So there you go. That's our little show moment.
That is the show moment. Come on, Bob.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah, come on.
The show moment.
What do you got, Mom?
The show, baby.
Yes. Hey, baby. For hey, you, now. Anna. Hey, now. So, you guys know Taylor Swift, right?
Yes. Not on a personal level, but yes.
Yeah. So she released in 2014 the album 1989. And I was just trying to get...
You know, when that first came out, I thought to myself... All this shit's going to sound like from 1989. Oh, my God, everything's coming back.
Well, here's the thing. The reason why I think she named it, because she was born in 1989. So there you go. Pretty
simple. Oh, my God. I'm so old. Right.
But it's not that I'm a big fan of Taylor or whatever. The fact that it was 1989, I wanted to share with you a few things that happened in 1989.
That was a good year. I had a good time in that year. One thing that sticks out of my head was that was when I first went to LA for a couple long extended periods of time.
Yeah, at that point you were done with the show, right?
Yeah, I left the show in 1989. Yeah, and that summer I went out there and I was actually on Bandstand a couple times.
I know, I saw some of that.
What about you, your personal?
I had came back to the show and I was hosting with Princess.
Ah.
What
about you, Marlon?
Yeah, I think I was gone. I left the show and
did anything happen for you, anything happen to you in 89? Anything big?
No, not particularly. Just I was trying to study music and trying to find myself in a sense. So I just was just moving on.
Mm. Well, here's some things that did happen in 1989 and I'm sure you guys remember all of these. The B-52s and that famous song, The Love Shack.
Oh, my God.
How about that one?
It's a little old place where... I can't help it. I'm doing the dance now, guys. We can't get together.
But let me tell you, that song they played so much on the radio, it was like worn out.
That's like a high school song from all my dances.
And what's really interesting about the B-52s is that they were a band from Athens, Georgia. And they're really on the underground scene. And that song... put them on the map, pretty much on a commercial tip.
That was a giant hit.
It was a Love Shack, baby.
There you go. Perfect. Here's another one. I'm a big fan of this show. 1989, the world was introduced to that animated family, The Simpsons.
Holy shit.
Wow.
It's that old?
Yes. 1989 is when The Simpsons premiered, and it's still going.
Wow.
How cool is that?
I would have built 89. Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro. They started, I think, December 1989 with the first episode.
Man, the people who have the voices for those gigs, man, they scored sweet.
And, here's the interesting thing about that is that The Simpsons was a kind of a small comedy sketch that was premiered on the Tracy Altman Show.
Oh,
wow. That's right.
Well, you just told me that. I just remembered that. That's awesome. That's right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Marlon's full of...
Marlon, my God.
Information. I love it.
You're like our entertainment Wikipedia, bro.
Here's another one, and I know you've seen this commercial because it was played 1,000 times. Do you remember the Energizer Bunny?
Yeah.
Well, the first time that premiered was 1989.
Are you shitting me?
I am not shitting you.
1989?
And what's really wild about that is that the Energizer Bunny is still on the air.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, those batteries just keep going and going and going. All right. So here's another one. Here's another one. And I know this is Jason's favorite show.
Oh, no.
And it was on NBC and premiered in 1989 and had a 4-year run, and it was Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah. I love the Zach Attack.
The Zach Attack.
Wow.
They just got together and did something on Jimmy Fallon not too long ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, man, there's a lot of shit going on in 89.
Wow, Saved by the Bell? Absolutely. Only 4 years?
Yeah, just 4 years, but it seemed like because it's been in rotation and, like, you know, it's reruns forever, so.
Right. Those producers really hit the jackpot with that one.
They did.
1989.
Right. I got one more for you guys. And this I never actually tried, but in 1989, McDonald's introduced pizza. I don't know. Did you guys ever try that?
No.
Pizza?
Pizza. Yep. They tried it. It didn't work out. And
oh, really?
But in 89, McDonald's had pizza.
All I get to see is this. Gross.
Yeah, I'm sure it was not anything good. Nothing like Max Pizza down in Wildwood.
Or Secret Pizza. Ooh, with Cosmopolitan.
Or Pizza Rock.
Pizza Rock, yes.
Pizza Rock, baby. Oh,
we're gonna have to do a pizza show where we just go around and
yeah,
try
we got
to
do. We got to try doing, you know, pizzas everywhere.
Now you got me all emotional about Pizza Rock, bro. I can't. You got to ship that out to me or something.
See, Marlon, I've taken Marlon there, and he knows the deal. He knows the deal about Pizza Rock. I'm not lying.
It's a good pizza.
Hey, Amar. Hey, Marlon, what do you want to buy the pizza with the marinara sauce?
There you go, Marlon. It was such a good time having you on the show, Marlon.
Hey, Marlon, can you give me a little Italiano for the people?
Come on, the people want to hear it. Marlon, what's wrong with you? You got a little something to eat.
What the hell is going on in New Jersey?
I love the pizza. I love the Jason. I love the Bobby. I love the awesome
and the pepperoni. Don't forget the pepperoni.
Oh, and especially I love the buttons. The buttons.
Oh, man, that was fun. That was too much fun.
Marlon, awesome having you again, man.
Bro, you brought so much to the table, and you really did your homework, bro.
No problem. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to next week.
Yep, we will see you soon.
All right. Later, Marlon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Take care.
I'll tell you, man, we really are knuckleheads. I don't know where the hell the French accent comes from and the bad Mario and Luigi comes from.
I know. Like, we are. It's knuckleheads is a perfect word to describe these guys.
And thankfully for all of your emails and all of your messages, you guys out there seem to enjoy it too.
Yep, it's that time where we
it's that time read of the show.
From, yep,
where it's we that read. Time of the show. Well, first off, I'm going to start this one if you don't mind.
You go for it.
Thank you. I want to give right from the jump, like the special dispensation award of messages on the Facebook page today. I know we talked about it earlier, but Patty Mariconda, I want to thank you very much.
Oh, Patty.
For anybody that can help me, you know, point out the glitches, and you know, my soft side was coming out, like the good side of the force. You just brought me right back to the dark side.
Well, guess what, Jason? This show was glitch free.
Well, I'm sure somebody out there, I'm going to put a bounty out for a glitch.
A bounty. Find those tuna glitches.
Tuna fish and water, one can.
That's funny.
Okay, so here we go. Here's some comments from our Facebook page that I'm going to read. And this one, first one, is from Rick Mulligan.
Rick Mulligan. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Two episodes, back-to-back, glitch-free. I'll tell you, Bob, you're getting this force of people that have your
ass here. Man. We've made the word glitch like the new cool word.
See, I don't know about cool, but it's the new word. I think you two knuckleheads might actually have the hang of this finally. Well, thank you, Rick.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. We appreciate the comment.
Somebody's paying attention. Kristen Elizabeth. Marlon is the best. Let's give a real round of applause to Marlon here.
Let's do that. Golf clap.
Marlon is the best.
Marlon kicked some ass today.
When we came to DP Dance Party in 1987, he took us to Wendy's after.
You know what? That doesn't surprise me.
Not
man.
At all.
He's such a good dude.
And he's the type of guy who would do that in Wendy's. Yeah. The place to go. Gia. You know Gia.
Oh, yeah, Gia.
I'm not going to attempt the rest of your name, Gia. Sorry. There's a lot going on there, and you know I don't really want to embarrass myself. So, that was a fantastic surprise. Hi, Marlon.
Hey, Marlon.
Hi, Marlon. Marlon, I'm sure.
Damn, Marlon's right popular.
So glad he'll be with you guys. He's always with us in spirit. I will now never be able to call the song Venus ever again. Neither will I.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Venus. I'm your
fan. We need to take a road trip to Venice, baby.
When I refer to it, it will always be Venice. Hysterical. Love you guys. XO.
Thanks, Gia. Thanks for Gia. Pointing that out.
And now, oh, ladies man. And gentlemen, doing something that I could never do in a million years.
Here we go. All right, so here, we're trying something new this week. We actually got a email from a fan who wrote it in Spanish.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to do my best. I do speak some Spanish. I hablo 50-50, but that means I speak 50%. 50%.
Thanks for breaking that down for me.
Yeah, exactly. So let me give this a shot. This is from Esperanza Gomez, and I'll read it in Spanish first, and then I'll read it in English for those people who don't speak Spanish.
Thank you.
Here we go. She writes, "No puedo creer, chicos, que sigan juntos haciendo sus cosas. Me siento afortunidad de hablar encantado su podcast. Una amiga mía me dio acerca y estoy muy feliz y contenta que los compartieron conmigo. Escuchando hasta el episodio 4, pero decirles que hacen un trabajo excelente y por favor sigan hacia Dalo. Ha una química muy natural entre estudios y es realmente un show super divertido." Wow.
If you would have held a gun to my head, I mean, seriously, I'd be dead.
Do you understand any of that?
I didn't get one thing of what you said.
Listen, the Spanish speakers out there, if I butchered that, I'm sorry. I did my best. Lo siento mucho, pero yo hablo más y menos. I'm going to read it now in English.
Please, because okay. I don't know what the hell that said.
So Esperanza wrote this. "Wow, I can't believe you guys are still together doing your thing. I feel lucky to have found your podcast. A friend of mine told me about it, and I'm so happy she did. I'm only up to episode 4, but I can say you guys are doing an amazing job, and please keep it up. There is just a natural chemistry between the both of you, and it's really a fun show."
Wow.
Yeah, great.
That's really nice.
It's a great email. And Esperanza Gomez, thank you.
And you know, it's so cool that people say that because, you know, man, it's just you and me hanging out, really.
We are. It's just you, me, and then we got Marlon here, and we just all talking, and you know.
And you can tell, you can see, I'm sure everybody out there who's listening can tell when it goes off the rails sometimes, but we have a lot of fun with
that. Yeah, we actually like when that happens. It's just, you know what, you just go with it and let shit fall where it does.
Yeah, and as long as you're having fun out there, which you are, I want to thank everybody who signed up for our mailing list and everybody who said sent shout outs on Twitter and Instagram and all everything, Facebook especially, that we're getting the word out more and more, and every week there's just been more and more and more people coming. So.
It's growing, and we really appreciate the support from everyone.
Especially everybody there who's been there in the beginning. Everybody who's sending their messages.
On the ground floor, baby. Yeah.
It really encourages us, and it makes us feel good. Because like we said way back in the first one, we were just sitting around. And we're like, maybe nobody's going to listen.
Just our parents.
That's it.
Well, Jason, I think it's time we wrap this episode up.
Oh, my God, is it really the end of the show?
Because I'm hungry. I want to go get a pizza pie.
But I don't want it to be the end of the show. I cannot wait until the next Thursday.
I'm sorry, but this podcast will self-destruct in 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 4. I'll see you later.